Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Joburg and Mbombela 30. We start with Crime and National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola says close to 245,000 suspects were arrested for various offences between October last year and January this year. Masemola was providing an update on the South African National Police Service's nationwide safer festive season operations today. He says police intensified prevention and combating strategies, concentrating on 9 focus areas with serious and violent crimes at the centre.
With an additional of 2,999 newly trained constables who joined the ranks of SAPS from October last year to mid-December last year, we are able to heighten police visibility and boost our crime combating efforts at areas identified as hotspots.
Now to Northwest, where police have intensified their search for alleged illegal mining kingpin Neo Chwaeli. Chwaeli, also known as Tiger, was arrested in January after surfacing from an unused shaft at Stilfontein Mine, but was never booked at the local police cells. Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate.
So far, 4 of our own have been arrested and investigations continue. Let's not jump to conclusions and speculate. Let's allow the investigation to tell us what exactly happened. Our focus now is, where is Tiger? With our own arrested, we are hopeful we will get to the truth of what really happened.
To Gauteng, and as the spaza shop registration deadline rapidly approaches, Finance and Economic MEC Lebogang Maile addressed concerns from business owners who fear losing money by formalizing their operations. Speaking to the media this morning, Maile provided an update on the registration process, which follows the tragic deaths of 23 people in Gauteng last year due to foodborne poisoning linked to spaza shop products. Maile urged spaza shop owners and food handlers to formalize their businesses, emphasizing the long-term benefits.
There are a lot of advantages for the spaza shop and all business owners in the townships to register. I think we just need to have continuous information sharing and teaching them that it's actually good to register, and it will also help your business. And it also helps us as government when we plan to know who is trading and where they're trading and what are they selling.
And finally, the SPAR Proteas kicked off their 2025 Vitality Netball Nations Cup campaign in style, defeating Uganda 70-45 in Nottingham. This impressive win sets the tone for a promising campaign. This Elmarie van der Berg stole the show with an outstanding 40 goals, while Kamogelo Maseku, named player of the match, contributed 17 crucial goals. Coach Jenny van Dijk was happy with the result, attributing the win to working hard.
They stepped up in such a big way, and it was just such a fantastic team effort today. We're really focusing on making sure that we can perform through the quarters and become stronger as the game progresses. Now the preparation starts for England, and we truly believe that we can become one of the best teams in the world.
The team will lock horns with hosts England later today. Centre pass is at 6 p.m. That's it from the news desk for today. From myself, Martina van der Walt-Eilish, and the team, goodbye.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.
Your mind, think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes, did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure, now I'm positive. I should go and warn her. Couch, making eyes from across the room.